Welcome to Lizard Tracks, the story of God. Come and hear the story that leads to life and sets the captives free. Your storyteller today is Wayne Patton. Welcome to my series, The Strong Man. Of course, that's Samson. In my last story, it ended with Samson leaving his wife and their family in quite a huff. Well, he did kill 30 men to fulfill a bet, but unbeknownst to him, his wife was given to another man in marriage. Now find out what happens when he returns and discovers that he no longer has a wife. Samson was returning back to his wife's family. He was joyful because it was the time of wheat harvest, so he brought a young goat to celebrate with his wife. Arriving at the house, he was shocked to learn that his wife had been given to another man in marriage. His wife's father was polite about the entire ordeal, saying, "I thought you hated my daughter intensely, so I gave her to another man. Is not her younger sister more beautiful than she? Please take her instead." Samson's anger burned as a raging fire. "This time I shall be blameless in regard to the Philistines when I do them harm." Samson went and gathered up 300 foxes from the woods nearby. He paired them off and tied their tails together with a torch in the middle of each of the tails. Then he moved all of them into a wheat field that was bone dry. The Philistines were preparing for the harvest. Lighting the torches, he loosed the foxes, and they scattered all over the fields, groves, and vineyards, catching everything on fire as they ran through them. The entire village caught fire, burning all the crops that were waiting to be harvested. The people were angry. The Philistines sought out Samson's wife and father-in-law, arrested them, and burned them at the stake. Oh, now Samson's rage was even more ablaze as he took his revenge out on the Philistines for burning his wife to death. Samson is a hothead. His anger is fierce against the Philistines, but it's all part of God's plan as he works to liberate the sons of Israel from the rule of the Philistine lords. It is not said specifically, but you can see in the story, the Philistines are afraid of Samson, and for good reason. I hope you'll return to my next story here at Lizard Tracks. You can find more about my ministry on the web at www.lizardtracks.net. I can be found on your favorite podcast app or on Alexa. Just search for Lizard Tracks. Your storyteller is Wayne Patton, and this is Lizard Tracks.